The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Sea anemones may seem like sedentary creatures, but these guys are as territorial as higher mammals. When the tide is out, sea anemones sit quiet and still. But it's a totally different scene once the tide rolls back in, as neighboring colonies of polyps wage all-out war between these enemy anemones. Each colony is an army of sorts, with the troops divided into scout, warrior, and reproductive rankings. And large colonies of the sea anemones claim turf on tidal boulders, which they vehemently defend. As the tide starts to cover the colonies, scouts move to the border and look for empty space to claim. The warrior anemones, which are larger and well-armed with stinging cells, provide backup by inflating their arms and slapping at enemies, sometimes from four rows back of the front lines. Meanwhile, in the center of the colony, poorly armed anemones concentrate on reproduction, making sure there are enough troops to maintain the colony. And they coordinate all these complex behaviors without a single brain among them. Some of the best places to see this interesting behavior are the rocky shores of Central California and New England.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.